Okay. Is this your friend?
Yeah.
You are?
Okay, so
I'm Damon.
Danny? All right. So should we put Danny through the paces?
I gotta go.
You gotta go? Jose, there's $1,000 for participating. No? Oh, it's 100. All right. Well,
what is this?
What is this? You're about to find out, Danny. How many? It's an intelligence test. How many of each animal did Moses take into the ark?
I don't know.
Think about it. Remember the story about the ark?
No.
That makes it hard.
I don't remember.
What's the name of the raised print that deaf people use?
No idea.
No? Is it possible in a sense with the word the?
No.
Okay. Spell the word shop out loud.
S-H-O-P.
And what do you do when you come to a green light?
I don't know.
Okay. Spell the word silk out loud.
S-I-L-K.
And what do you cows drink? Okay, all right. Now I want you to read what's inside of each triangle out loud.
Hair is in the print.
Uh-huh.
Bird in the hand.
Uh-huh.
One's in the right hand.
Okay, all right. Now we know you missed a few because you couldn't answer them. Out of the ones you did answer, how many do you think you got right?
Like one or two.
Okay, all right. No, you didn't get any right.
Oh.
Now, we asked you how many animals did Moses take into the ark. Well, Moses didn't take any. No, it was Noah's ark. It wasn't Moses' ark. Most people answer this question with the word braille. You heard of braille before?
No.
Okay, well, that's the raised, the bumps and the on paper that blind people read.
Okay.
Well, deaf people don't need raised print. Blind people do. It is possible to end a sentence with the word the. We just did.
Oh.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
We asked you to spell the word shop out loud, which you did. We asked you what you do when you come to a green light. Most people say stop, but you should actually go. But you weren't sure either way.
Okay.
Spell the word silk out loud, which you did. We asked you what cows drink. You said milk. They drink water. All right. What's that? They give milk, but they don't drink it. All right, so let's look again at what's inside each triangle. Go ahead and read them again.
There is a string,
uh-huh.
Yeah,
you missed them all. Paris in the spring.
Oh.
Bird in the hand. Once in a lifetime. Now, what Jose didn't get to, which maybe hopefully you have time for, is the good person test.
Okay.
Danny, would you consider yourself to be a good person? Knowing that nobody's perfect.
Yeah, nobody's perfect, but I think I'm a good person. Yeah.
Okay. Why would you say that you're a good person?
Because I don't like to hurt people.
Okay.
I'm nice to everyone.
Uh-huh. And you're kind. Okay, well, you certainly seem that way. All right. Do you have any kind of religious background at all? Have you ever been to church, or do you go to church?
Catholic.
Do you practice that faith, or is that something you did when you were younger?
When I was younger.
Okay, all right. So, now, do you ever go to, like, Sunday school or catechism when you were young?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay. Did they ever teach you about the Ten Commandments?
Yeah, but I...
Can you remember a couple of them?
I think I forgot about it.
Well, think of some real bad things to do, and you'll probably cover one or two of them.
Respect your pain?
Yep, and that's one that most people don't get. What else?
Love everyone. No.
That's kind of like the golden rule. Here are a few of them. Don't lie. Don't steal. Don't murder. Honor your parents, and don't commit adultery. So let's go through those five. That's God's standard, those commandments. That's what he's going to judge everybody by. Okay? So let's see how you do. Have you ever told a lie?
I don't Have I ever told a lie?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Okay. And why do people tell lies? Why do you tell lies?
Because you feel insecure.
Insecure?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, we tell lies because we're liars by nature. Yeah. Have you ever stolen anything?
No.
You sure? You just told me you were a liar. I don't know if I can believe you. Download music and not pay for it when you should. An answer on a test. Borrow something, not return it. Take something when you were young.
Answer on a test.
Oh, okay. All right. So you took someone else's work, made it your own, and cheated on a test.
Yeah.
That's the same as stealing.
Yeah,
that's both lying and stealing. It's
I did it once.
Well,
when I was younger.
How many times would I have to steal your wallet, Danny, to be a thief?
One time?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever taken God's name in vain? Use God's name in a way you shouldn't. OMG, GD, JC. You know, whether you're angry or excited or something, you just blurt God's name out.
Like saying, oh my God.
Yeah, just like that.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Who's the person that you love the most in this life?
My parents.
Okay. Let's say, Danny, you took your mom out for dinner at a movie, brought her here to the mall, went to dinner, went over to the theater to see a movie. You sit down in the theater, and about 5 minutes into the movie, one of the main characters uses your mom's name as a filthy curse word. And you know they're talking about your mom, and so does she. A few minutes later, one of the characters uses your mom's name as the punchline to a dirty joke. And then every few minutes, one character after another throws your mom's name around as if it's dirt, basically. Would that offend you?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah? Would it offend your mom?
Yeah.
Probably so. And that's what we do when we throw God's name around. We take the name of the God who has given us life, and we throw it around as if it's of no value. God calls that blasphemy.
That's wrong.
Yeah. And how old are you again?
17.
Okay. So, Danny, at 17, have you ever looked at a girl in the mall or at school and thought about her in a way that would upset your mom?
What?
Thought about her in a sexual way?
No, not really.
Huh? Never had that thought about a girl ever in your life?
Well, yeah. But
okay.
I haven't been that far.
No. But, I mean, just thinking about it. Not doing anything, but just thinking about it.
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay. All right. How about this one? Have you ever been so angry with someone that you thought in your mind, you know what, I think I hate that person?
Yeah.
Yeah? The Bible says that whoever hates another person is a murderer.
Oh.
Well, think about where murder begins. It begins with hatred in the heart, moves to the mind where you formulate the plan, and then to the hand where you carry out the acts. But the murder began the moment you hated that person. And God not only judges what we do, but He judges what comes out of our mouth, and He judges what we think and feel as well. And one of them that you mentioned is to honor your parents, obey your parents. You've been the perfect son growing up? Yeah.
Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect, that's right. But does the fact that nobody's perfect make any of us innocent? I mean, if you were to stand before a judge in a courtroom, let's say you stole a car.
Okay.
And the judge says, Danny, what do you have to say for yourself? And you say, well, Your Honor, lots of people steal cars, so I think you ought to just let me go. Is he going to let you go?
No.
Because
I want to be right.
Right. So the fact that a lot of people do these things that we're talking about doesn't make us innocent. It just makes us guilty like everybody else. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So now everything you admitted to, I'm guilty of too. All right? So I'm not pointing a finger at you. I mean, I'm old. My youngest daughter is older than you are. So I've had a lot more time to mess up than you. Okay?
Yeah.
But here's what you admitted about yourself. You admitted to being a liar, a thief, a murderer at heart, who dishonors his parents. Does that sound like a good person? Does that sound like a good person?
That's not being a good person.
No. All right, so here's where it gets serious, Danny. If you were to die tonight, and you were to stand before God, and He judged you according to those laws, those commandments, do you think He'd find you innocent or guilty?
I'm not sure.
Well, liar,
like
thief.
Guilty in a way.
Okay.
But not so bad, but bad.
Okay. Well, think about this. If I were to, I don't see any small kids running around, but if I were to lie to a small child, it would be wrong, but the child's not going to be able to punish me. For instance, that little baby there in that man's arms, if I were to lie to that little child, that child's not going to do anything to me, right? If I go home and lie to my wife, who will be here soon, I could end up sleeping on the couch. Right?
Yeah.
If I go to work and lie to my boss,
you lose your job.
Lose my job. Lie on a final exam in school, you're going to fail the class. Maybe get kicked out of school. Lie to a judge in a courtroom, and you're going to prison. Right?
Yeah.
What's the same is that it's still just a lie. What's changed is who the lie is against. Make sense?
Yeah.
For instance, and I'm not going to do this, but if I were to punch you in the nose, it would be a crime. I might get in some trouble. I might get arrested.
Yeah.
Okay. If the president were walking through here with the Secret Service, and I ran over and I punched the president in the nose, I may not survive, right? I mean, they may kill me for attacking the president. Yeah, right? I did the same thing to you I did to the president, but because the president is so much of a higher authority than you, it's that much more serious. Okay? So all the things we have done to offend God in our life, even if they seem small to us, is huge in the presence of God, because He is the ultimate judge. So that's why God is good. That's why God is holy, when He will punish even the smallest of sins in our minds. Because to an infinite God, they are infinitely sinful. They're infinitely wrong. That's why the Bible says that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire and sulfur. Hell. Okay? And so if you were to stand before God tonight, and God found you guilty of breaking those commandments, what should He do with you? Heaven or hell?
Hell.
Yeah. Does that concern you at all? No, why not?
Well, that's just bad because I want to go to heaven.
Okay, but does it concern you that that's not worth?
Yeah,
no, okay,
does.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I feel bad.
Okay. Now, do you have any idea what God did so that you might not have to go to hell? No? Okay. Let's go back to the courtroom, okay?
Okay.
You're standing before the judge. The judge has found you guilty. And because you admitted to breaking the law, just like you admitted to breaking God's law. And the judge says, Danny, because I find you guilty, it's going to be a $1 million fine or the rest of your life in prison. Could you pay the fine?
I would find a way to pay the fine.
You got to pay it right then and there.
I couldn't pay the fine.
Yeah, me neither. So the judge is going to do what's right. Since you couldn't fulfill the requirements of the law, God's going to do what's right, or the judge is going to do what's right, and He's going to send you to prison forever. Okay? But just as He's about to do that, somebody walks into the courtroom, someone you've never met. They walk up to the judge's bench, they put $1 million on the judge's bench, and says, Your Honor, I've sold everything, I've sacrificed everything, and because I love Danny, I want to pay his fine for him. Now the judge turns to you and says, Danny, I would be just to send you to prison because you couldn't pay the fine. But I'm going to let you go, not because you're good, not because you're sorry, not because you could pay the fine because you couldn't. I'm going to let you go because of what this other person stepped in to do for you. They paid your fine. The requirements of the law have been satisfied. So I'm going to let you go. Would that be good news?
Yeah, that'd be good.
What would you think of the person who came in and did that for you?
I would just be grateful to that person. That would be very happy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's a picture of what God actually did. 2,000 years ago, God the Father sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man, and unlike us, without sin. He never once broke God's law in thought, word, or deed because He was God in the flesh. He couldn't. He lived a perfect life that we can't live. And about 33 years into that earthly existence, He voluntarily went to the cross. He suffered and died a horrible death he did not deserve, because he committed no crime. But he suffered and died a horrible death he did not deserve to take upon himself the punishment you and I do deserve for all the times we've sinned against God. In a sense, Jesus Christ went to the cross to pay the fine we could never pay for our sins against God through the shedding of his blood. And then 3 days later, he forever defeated sin and death when he rose from the grave. Now, Danny, in light of that, here's what God commands of you, me, and everybody everywhere. And that's that we repent, that we turn away from our sin, and by faith, put all of our trust in Jesus Christ to save us. Because Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Going to church every Sunday won't make you right with God. I'm not saying that's a bad thing to do. But millions of people go to church on Sunday, and then they live like hell Monday through Saturday. Right? They're religious, but they're not people of faith. Have you ever been on a plane before?
Yeah, I have.
Where'd you fly to?
Europe.
Yeah?
Europe.
Europe. When'd you go to Europe?
Last year.
Was that a school trip or something? Or
no.
Vacation?
My parents are from
Europe. Oh, whereabouts?
Wait, what?
Where in Europe?
Oh, Italy.
Really? So you're Italian. What part of Italy?
Milan.
Milan. Wow, okay. Very cool. All right, so let's say we're all flying to Italy. I just happen to be on the same flight as you, okay? We're over the Atlantic Ocean. Nothing but blue water underneath us. We feel the plane shudder. It doesn't feel like turbulence. It's like, it just didn't seem right. The pilot comes over the loudspeaker and he says, folks, we've lost the engine. The plane's going to go down. There's nothing we can do about it. And then the pilot tells us that there's a parachute under our seat. So you and I look under our seats. We see parachutes there. We believe the parachutes are there. Okay? We're scared. Plane gets a little lower, the doors open up, and the pilot orders everybody to jump for their lives. I put my parachute on, and I jump out of the plane. You don't put your parachute on, and you jump out of the plane. Which one of us survives?
You survive.
Why?
Because you have the parachute on.
But we both believed in it. But it wasn't enough for us to look at the parachute and say, I believe that's a parachute. We had to have enough faith in that and trust in that parachute to actually put it on and trust that it would open when we jump out of the plane to save our lives. See, religion says, I believe in the parachute. Saving faith says, I believe in that parachute enough to put it on and trust that it's going to save my life. And that's the only way you could receive God's salvation. That's the only way you could receive the gift of eternal life, the gift of heaven. Isn't by being religious and simply believing in your mind, but believing in your heart to the point that you want to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, trust Him with your life, trust Him to forgive your sin, and follow Him every day of your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah? So, big question. I appreciate your time.
Okay.
Is there any reason, Danny, why you wouldn't turn from your sin and put your trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior?
No.
No? What would keep you from doing that right now?
Having faith.
Okay. And that faith is a gift from God, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you believe what I'm telling you is true?
Yeah, I do.
Well, then what I encourage you to do, Danny, is to repent, to turn from your sin, and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And you don't have to confess your sin to any man, because that's why Jesus died on the cross, so that we can go straight to God through faith in Jesus Christ. And if you cry out to Him in repentance and faith and ask Him to be your Lord and your Savior, He will, not because you're good, not because you deserve it, but because of his love and his mercy and his grace, and because of what he did on the cross. Salvation is a free gift. There's nothing you can do to earn it. There's nothing you can do to work for it. The Bible says that the wages of sin, well, the crimes we've committed against God, what we deserve for that, the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So I would encourage you, if you believe what I'm telling you, to get right with God right away. Not because I ask you to. Because if you do anything simply because I ask you to, then you're just being religious all over again. This is a matter of the heart. You want to?
Yeah.
Well, maybe God's even doing that work in you now. But the if God is doing that work in you, if God has given you that new heart, a heart that can trust Him and follow Him, then Danny, you will repent. You will turn from your sin. And you will put all of your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ. And that'll be the evidence that it's not just things you're thinking in your head, but that God has actually changed your heart, caused you to be born again, and saved you. Do you have a Bible?
No.
What's that?
I said that.
Yeah. This is the New Testament?
Yeah.
I'm going to put my... It's not a Catholic Bible, but it is the Bible. The only difference, the New Testament in both the Christian Bible and the Catholic Bible are the same. They have all the same books. And I had, here they are.
What is that?
What's that? Oh, it's a Christian New Testament.
Oh, Christian.
Yeah. And, yeah.
That kind of summarizes what you're talking about.
This is a great place to start. And again, if you were to look in a Catholic New Testament, you would find this book, the Gospel of John. Okay?
Okay.
And I encourage you to read it. You could read it in one sitting. Let's see. Do we have... want something with our church on it. Here we go. Our church website's here. Where do you live in Santa Clarita?
By Valencia High School.
Okay, all right. Are you familiar with the Newhall area? Have you lived here very long?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're going down Newhall Avenue towards the 14 freeway, you'll pass Valle de Oro, which is a light. And then the next street after that is Meadow Ridge. There's an apartment complex right there.
Okay.
And then up the hill behind the apartment complex is our church. And the church website's right there. You can get information about the church. And then there's an email address where you can get a hold of me if you have any questions of any kind. Okay?
Okay.
Now, don't think this weird. Would it be all right if I prayed for you?
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah? Father, I thank you for this conversation with Danny. I thank you, Lord, that he gave me his time to allow me to talk to him. Father, I pray that you would help Danny to understand everything he's heard tonight. And that, Father, that you would save him. That you would give him a new heart with new desires. Lord, that he would desire to repent and to put his trust in you and to follow you all the days of his life. I pray, Father, that as he reads the Gospel of John, you would open his eyes and his heart and his mind to be able to understand the truths it contains. And Lord, if it be your will, and if Danny desires, I pray that we would be able to have more contact through email if he has questions. And Lord, that he might even visit the church if he wants to do that. But ultimately, Father, I pray that this night you would make Danny right with you for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time. Very good talking to you. And don't hesitate to email. And this is Peter and Ty and Lisa. Do you have any questions? In anything that you heard or anything that wasn't clear or anything that comes to mind at all?
I should have stopped lying.
I'm sorry?
I should have stopped lying to people. I feel stuck lying.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now you understand, though, trying to clean up your act and make yourself good, that's not what makes you right with God. Okay, let me explain it this way. If you and I were neighbors, and you knocked on my door and you said, "Hey, Tony, I'm going to go mow your lawn so that I could be your son." I'm going to look at you and I'm going to say a couple of things. I'm going to say, "Well, Danny, I really appreciate you wanting to get me out of yard work. And I think it's pretty cool that you want me to be your dad. But mowing my lawn isn't going to make you my son." But what if you were my son? And you came to me and you said, "Dad, I'm gonna go outside, I'm gonna mow the lawn, not because I want anything from you, not because I want the car or raising my allowance, not because I got a bomb to drop on you and I want to try to not stay out of trouble. Dad, I'm just gonna go mow the lawn because I love you, because you're my dad." Would that make more sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the same is true with God. We could do all the good works in the world, and our good works will never make us God's son. But if we turn to him by faith, we put all of our trust in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation, God will adopt us as his sons. And then we'll want to do those things that please God, not because we're trying to earn heaven, but because we're so thankful for the gift of heaven that he gave us. Do you see the difference? See, a lot of people, even in the Catholic, I grew up Catholic too. The Catholic religion and most of the other religions of the world, they say that you have to do X, Y, Z, you have to do certain good things and believe a certain way, and then maybe you'll be right with God. The Bible says that there's nothing you can do to save yourself. That's why you need a Savior. And God has only provided one, and that's Jesus Christ. And if he saves you, if you put your faith and your trust in him alone for your salvation, he promises to save you. And if he saves you, you will want to stop lying, not because you're trying to work to heaven. You'll want to stop lying because you know that's an offense to your heavenly Father. See the difference?
I did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any others?
No? Yeah.
Okay. Well, Danny, very good talking to you, and I'm going to be praying for you. And please, no pressure, but if you would like to visit the church, you're welcome. Or if you would just like to email me with your questions, that'd be great. And if you do repent and put your trust in Christ, if you wouldn't mind, just shoot me an email and let me know so I could rejoice with you.
Okay.
All right. God bless you, buddy. All right. You have a good day. All right, you too.